Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The NHL is taking a major step toward formulating the return of its season during the coronavirus pandemic. A person with knowledge of the situation says the NHL Players Association's executive board is voting on a 24-team playoff proposal, and results could be in as soon as tonight. Under the plan, the top four teams in each of the Eastern and Western conferences would play each other for seeding, while the remaining 16 teams would face off in a best-of-five series play-in round to set the final 16. Even if the executive board votes to approve the format, the league and players' unions still need to negotiate other details, including health and safety protocols. In other virus-related sports news, the MLB Players Association has responded to management's set of protocols to start the season this July. Players viewed many of the concepts in the original draft submitted last week as over the top, such as arriving in uniform at the ballparks, a prohibition on them leaving without team permission, and a ban on guests other than immediate family members. MLB is expected to make an economic proposal to the union within a few days. Elsewhere, following a similar move by the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame has called off its August induction ceremony in Saratoga Springs. The museum says the ceremony planned for August 7th will be moved to 2021 due to the pandemic. Horse racing is allowed to resume in New York without spectators. In NFL news, the league is considering adding a booth umpire and senior technology advisor to assist the officiating crew. It is also looking at other rule changes, including an alternative to the onside kick. Owners are expected to vote on the proposals at a video conference next week. And Tom Brady's journey to each of his 9 Super Bowls with the Patriots will be the subject of an ESPN series released in 2021. Titled The Man in the Arena, Tom Brady, the 9-episode series will include a look from Brady's perspective at his 6 NFL titles and 3 Super Bowl defeats. I'm Jesse King.